Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We do these long-form business interviews where we talk to people about what is it that they're doing here in and around the metro for business. And joining us in studio today is Dr. Shane Bradley. He is in charge of one of the newest chiropractic centers to come to the metro. It's called New Spine, and they just opened their doors in Windsor Heights, as a matter of fact, the very first business to have, well, to have rented some space there at the newly redesigned Apple Valley Shopping Center on the corner of 73rd and University. Dr. Bradley, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
This is an interesting, and we're going to get into the business model of this because I think it's very interesting what you guys are doing. Tell us a little bit first about what is New Spine? Where are you from, and how did you end up in Windsor Heights?
Okay, so me personally, I mean, I've been doing chiropractic for 14 years. Most of it's been rehab-based chiropractic, so the insurance model, what most people think of when they go to a medical doctor or a chiropractor. I practiced a few years here in the Des Moines metro, and before that was out in Colorado, practicing that same way. I had run across the New Spine model probably about 6-8 months ago, and it intrigued me because I had seen models like that in the past. What they're kind of different with is they do more cash-based practice. Mm-hmm. From a patient standpoint, that allows us to have, well, from an office standpoint, it allows us to have a lower overhead. And I've always believed that price is one of the big things from any consumer standpoint that's going to be a roadblock to their care, a speed bump. So
now, when we talk about a cash basis, let's examine a little bit the difference between an insurance basis and a cash basis, mm-hmm. and what added costs sometimes the insurance basis can have on anybody that's in the medical profession.
Yeah. So when I got out of school about 14 years ago, I was any business to me, I didn't really have a whole lot of business knowledge.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Stop right there just a second. You know, you spend a lot of time in school, a lot of time learning technique, a lot of time practicing technique, a lot of time clinical studies, but nobody ever talks about business.
No. And I guess I can't blame a school. I mean, their job is to teach you how to do what you do, to be a technician.
Sure.
Right? But they don't have any attachment after that. If you want to get it, I can get deeper into that. I mean, their job is to teach you to do that. Your job is to pay your student loan and find out how to do it,
right?
By running a successful business, right? So good luck. You're on your own now. And the university has their money at that point, too, which is fine.
Which is fine.
I won't get too far into that. But, when I got out of school, I didn't have a whole lot of business training, just like a lot of people.
Sure.
Some people have gravitas, or maybe they went into an undergrad degree that was a business major, and so they have the knowledge that's needed for that. I did not. And so when I got out, it always astounded me that you could do a service, I could submit a bill, and then the bill that comes back, first of all, I don't know if it's even going to get paid. Right. Secondly, I don't know if it's going to get discounted from a business standpoint. And so what that means is.
Sounds like a farmer.
Yeah.
You have no control over the inputs or the output.
There's too many variables. So a mechanic, for instance, right, if I got a transmission fix and he said it's going to cost $1,000 and you go, well, I don't want to pay that. You go, well, that's what it costs. So, you know, that's what it costs. If you don't want the transmission, you can go somewhere else. We can't really do that. And so from a business standpoint, I like to be able to estimate, you know, what's going to come into the office, because I still have to pay bills just like anybody else that runs a business.
And it's a little bit difficult, isn't it? I mean, and I have friends who are physicians all over the state, and they all to a person say, you know, this is just this craziest system that I've ever seen. And now we're finding out in the Medicaid system, it's even crazier because, you know, sometimes things get lost or they just don't pay or, you just don't know. So, yeah. So the uncertainty of what bill you submit. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get a discounted check back, if you get a check at all. And then there's, imagine, some time wrangling with insurance companies at the same time. Yeah,
it's going to up your overhead. I mean, you're going to have, if you're not going to do it personally, right, which is going to be your time. But if you, as any business person, sometimes your time's worth more than your money. So what that means is you're going to have to hire someone to chase that money down. And so that ups your overhead. Right?
Sure.
And so now it's up in the air on what you need to charge. It takes a time frame to be able to figure out, how much do I need to make to cover all these charges? So it ups what it costs to do business.
And this is the model that you had been working under for years, correct?
14 years, yeah. And so had been working actually side by side with medical doctors in multidisciplinary clinics. Seen some really good benefits for patients, but what I start to see is the cost is so prohibitive that people drop out of care and don't get the benefit they need. And so with this, what I like about it is, from a business standpoint, it's a little less headache, right? So I can actually look at things and analyze it a little bit easier, less variables. But from the patient standpoint, it allows me to lower the cost, because if my lower head's lower, right, than it should be with an insurance-based practice, this allows me to pass that savings on to anybody that walks in my door.
And we were just over at your clinic just a couple of weeks ago, and a neat-looking place, a little different on how it's all set up. Can you describe what the inside of New Spine is like?
Yeah, it's known as like open adjusting. And so what that means is the classic, you know, if you went to a medical doctor, they have you in a waiting room and then they separate you, put you in another room and have you wait there for a little bit. And then the doctor comes in, does, you know, the service, and then you head out. With this, it's set up so that when you come in, it's more like a gym membership, right? So you have a key card, you come in, you check in via the computer, go get a table. And basically when the doctor comes in, treats you, you walk out. So it's, and it
faster.
It's faster. And so it's a lot more convenient. So there's two big hangups that I've seen with people that don't go to chiropractic, or if they go to chiropractic, they drop out. One is cost. So we've already kind of talked about that. The other one is convenience. And so outside of that first visit, we don't do appointments. You walk in, walk out. And so it's just like a gym. So most people, obviously, our busiest time is between 5 and 6 because they're getting off of work. But if that doesn't work for you, then find another time, you know, and that you can get in and get out very quickly and be back to your family.
Isn't that an amazing thing? Sometimes I'm stunned at how businesses sometimes still rely on the old 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, you know, and with two parent working families and all this other kind of stuff going on. When are you supposed to take advantage of going to whatever this? I mean, the grocery stores figured this out a long time ago. Yeah. And say, hey, we're going 24 hours, man. We get it. Same in your business, yeah. I would imagine.
So classically within our industry, it's always been Thursdays have been a slower day. I have no idea why. It's just trends, I guess, that nobody makes appointments on Thursdays. So like my chiropractor, I'm from a small town of about 800. My chiropractor back there goes golfing every Thursday and just doesn't see any patients because he doesn't see the value in it.
Right.
Yeah, but he's also open on Saturday. And so he's made up for that convenience somewhere else. That's what we do too. We're open 8 to 12 on Saturday mornings. So that allows us that anybody that can't find time during the week because they got families and work and everything else can at least get in and get the treatment they need on a Saturday morning.
So during the week, you're open from when to when?
We're open from 10 to 6 every day.
10 to 6.
Yep. Yeah. And through the lunch hour and everything, so we don't take much time off. I've got a 3-month-old and a 3-year-old at home, and so I'm a busy man right now.
You are a busy guy, aren't you? Relative to going to Windsor Heights, what was the attraction going there?
I've always liked that area. I actually live on kind of the east side of West Des Moines. That region through there's not any other offices that do what we do. There's a lot of chiropractors everywhere in the state of Iowa.
It
started, so that's why.
Is that because Palmer's here in Iowa?
Palmer's obviously a big cause of it, large university, but it's also been here. It started here in the state of Iowa, and so it's just been here longer. It's been here for a century, you know, where some other states haven't had it that long, and so naturally you're just going to get a little bit more saturated. But quite honestly, like when I look at that, and I've talked to chiropractors from other states, that's intimidated them about wanting to open a business in this state because of that fact.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually look at the demographics, only about 10% of the population sees a chiropractor. I think a lot of that is because there's room. A lot of that is for the reasons I already said, cost and convenience, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever you want to say, the reason why they don't see it. So instead of focusing on the 10% that see, and we're all competing for them, why don't we focus on the 90% that don't?
Why don't
they see a chiropractor?
Hello.
Let's try to solve some of their problems and get them and remove those speed bumps. You know.
And one of the other things I think about Windsor Heights, and I'm kind of partial because I live there as well, but it's right smack dab in the center of everything. I mean, you can get to anywhere in the metro in 15, 20 minutes max, which is kind of nice. We're talking with Dr. Shane Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a New Spine Chiropractic, and that is a new business that's opened up here in the Des Moines metro. And you mentioned about the proliferance of chiropractors. You know, it seems like you can't swing an umbrella and not hit one. But so there has to be some kind of a marketing difference. And those two things that you've talked about, cost and also convenience, are the two things that you bring to the mm-hmm. table. Would that be correct?
Yeah. And so just like any other business, you try to figure out what's keeping you from your customer, keeping a customer from utilizing you. Those are the two biggest things I see, so we're trying to address them.
To this point, how have you marketed New Spine?
Done a lot of guerrilla marketing. Right now, we're just starting, and so I have a little bit more time than when it gets busy, obviously. And so getting out, and I just always thought that that's always been kind of the most effective to me, from what I've seen, and you know, getting out into different spheres of influence, so to speak, and talking to people, you know, going through the chamber and finding businesses that way.
And I think you'll find that this part of the country, here in Iowa, you know, we have talked to hundreds of businesses on this program over the past 3.5 years, and everyone seems to say, you know, this is a great place to do business because even other competition types are friendly, you know, and they realize, as you have already articulated, 90% of the people don't go to see a chiropractor. So we got enough possible business out there all over the place.
Yeah.
You mentioned it's kind of like a gym membership. So somebody's got a key card. They come in there and they check in and they just, boom, go. I would suspect that the first meeting would be you know, a little history and a little physical idea, what's going on and how can we be of assistance. And as the business continues to increase and you don't know everybody by sight, you got to go back and take a look at the charts a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. And, yeah. So we do a computerized, it's a proprietary computerized note-taking system basically that we use. So when you check in, it's going to pull it up for me. So I know exactly, I'm actually in my office in the back. I can pull up on the computer and see exactly who's checked in, who's in the office, who's out of the office. So when I step out, I mean, I'm giving away a little bit of how the sausage is made.
That's okay.
I step out, you know, it's not that I know every single person's name and condition and everything else. I, just like anybody else, it's difficult to keep that knowledge in your head when you see 300-400 people a week. And so I'm doing a refresher. I'm looking at things on my notes, which is responsible.
That's it is responsible practice,
right?
Because, yeah,
I mean, hey. You don't want me guessing, in other words.
Exactly. We just had, interestingly enough, Thursday already? Monday. We had a fellow that has created an interesting software that allows, and this is, it's been in beta for a couple of years, and I thought you might be interested in this. What it does, it allows not only the patient, right now it's patterned in surgical procedures, but it not only allows the patient to see what the doctor has talked about and what the diagnosis is and what the treatment options are, but also it's a portal where family members can come. And, you know, so if you've got family members in another part of the country or they're concerned or whatever, so it lets everybody communicate the same thing. And rather than junk in, junk out, everybody has the same bit of information. I think it's kind of how interesting technology is keeping up with what's going on.
Yeah, it universalizes. And, you know, there's drawbacks and positives, obviously, with any bill when it comes to Obamacare and things like that, obviously. But one of the big things that's a positive from it is universalizing the note system. So if you're on vacation in Florida and you want to see a chiropractor, you want to see a medical doctor, whatever it is, they can pull up your allergy list, everything on there, which is a good thing because then they don't have to guess either. It gives them the knowledge base they need to be able to treat you properly.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Shane Bradley is the chiropractor in charge of New Spine. It's located at 73rd and University in Windsor Heights. Thanks for coming in and sharing some time with us. We really appreciate this. And we will, if you missed all or part of this interview, you will find it on our podcast page, also on iTunes, and you can download that at any time. And also subscribe to the Business News Hour. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. We've got to clear on out of here because why? Well, it's time for the Wall Street Report. What happened to the stocks today? I can tell you, well, the good news about Microsoft didn't come in time to save the NASDAQ. But it wasn't all that bad. We'll give you the details when we come back and check out the numbers. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.